Let's start, Bob, with an update on a story we talked about recently, a woman from Mexico who had a complaint about sexual abuse. What's new?
Yeah, so this was a woman from Mexico, 35-year-old woman, who was one of three people who brought complaints of either sexual abuse or sexual harassment at the ICE detention facility in El Paso, and that was back in mid-August. On Monday, her attorney, Linda Corchado, contacted me around 5 o'clock to let me know that she was about to be deported, and they had asked that not only that she not be deported while the investigation was continuing, but that she be released on her own recognizance, but instead ICE decided to deport her. And that drew a lot of criticism, including from Congresswoman Escobar of El Paso, who's introduced legislation because of cases like this that would bar the government from deporting people while there's an investigation going on into allegations of crimes against them. But this woman was sent back to Juarez, taken across the border to Juarez yesterday or on Monday. Her attorneys are very concerned about her well-being in Mexico, and they also are concerned that she'll be very difficult to reach again by government investigators who are looking into these very serious allegations at the ICE facility in El Paso. Mm.
We've talked about the myriad of different businesses that have been impacted by COVID-19. That certainly is not limited to the legitimate businesses that we most often talk about, but it extends into the criminal world as well.
Yeah, so Renee Kladzik, one of our reporters, has been looking into a series of stories on how life on the border has changed now that there are really strict travel restrictions that prevent most people from crossing the border. Part of the government's policy is that U.S. citizens will be allowed to return from Mexico, you know, no matter what their reason was for going there. So this has made it really difficult for people who aren't U.S. citizens to come across the border. And the drug cartels, who, you know, adapt very quickly to circumstances on the ground, have adjusted to that by relying increasingly on U.S. citizens to carry their loads through ports of entry in the United States. And one way we know that is that border-wide, arrests of U.S. citizens on drug smuggling charges has grown about 47%. In El Paso, that it's up more than 70%. So, and obviously that creates a lot of risk for them. But the drug cartels, obviously offer them promises of riches to bring the goods across. And we may have talked about this a couple weeks ago, too. This is particularly true with teenagers, that the cartels really like to use U.S. citizen teenagers to bring their loads across.
Is this because they are just more impressionable, more likely to agree to do it?
In part, and also the smugglers, the cartels will tell them that because they're young, they won't be prosecuted. And that's not true on drug smuggling charges. But, you know, drug cartels aren't known for being honest in their business approach. And so they'll exploit whatever vulnerabilities they can.
Well, it was almost 2 weeks ago now, Labor Day weekend. What are we seeing in terms of COVID numbers?
Yeah, just to set the stage, we've had a series of really good weeks in El Paso. I mean, compared to where we were in the middle of summer, we had five straight weeks of declines in the number of new COVID cases. That's almost certainly going to come to an end this week. Through the first 4 days of the week, we're running about 40% ahead of where we were a week ago. One bright spot for El Paso had been that we'd gone a number of days without having more than 100 positive cases. That changed on Tuesday. The one thing we really want to watch for is to make sure that we don't rise back to those really, really high levels of mid-July through early August, especially with flu season coming up. We also have a story up this week on encouraging parents to vaccinate their children against flu, because while it's always a good idea, it's especially true now that you have COVID-19 and the flu season coming up. There's a real concern that this is really going to overwhelm our hospital system.
All right, Bob, fingers crossed. Thank you so much. And you can find these stories at ElPasoMatters.org. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks, Casey. You too.